Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 5th of September, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. Now, I've been busy getting ready for my trip for the next few days. I'm off tomorrow. I'm driving up to North Wales, where we're going to be climbing up Mount Snowdon. And the idea behind this is that we have, and I can say this now, we've hit our target today of £3,000. We've actually gone past it a bit. And this is amazing, absolutely amazing, because that means we can get five school gardenings into place. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's really made me feel good about how kind people generally are. So I'm really, really happy. We hit £3,000. Obviously, this is down to the bearded growers, Lee, and all the girls that are one part of this as well. There's a big team of people, but, you know, it's absolutely amazing work. Now, what we got to do, of course, Saturday morning, we've got to climb that mountain. About 7 o'clock in the morning, we'll be heading off and climb that mountain. I've been busy packing, getting the camper van ready for the next few days, cooking some meals for the days ahead and getting everything ready so that we can just turn up and cook and eat and climb and have a good few days. Now, of course, usually this would mean on a Thursday night I would be sharing my plans for the weekend, but I can't really do much. I don't come back till Sunday and I don't know what time I'm going to be back on Sunday just yet. So my plans for the allotment of garden are, there's not any. I probably would, if I was at home, I need to get up the young onions. I was sown in December, but they need to come up and be harvested because I don't think they're going to turn brown. Clear out lots of weeds and trim back the brambles. I think that's all the things I can really think of, sowing more green manures and just slowly getting ready for the next winter. It's not much I would be doing, in all honesty, I'm afraid to say. So that doesn't give me much to talk about. One thing that I've done today, I've noticed again on the newsletter, I've made another mistake in the first line. I've said, welcome to August's newsletter. Sometimes I get really annoyed with myself when these sort of things happen. But something I did today, funny enough, talking of onions, is I sowed the spring onions. Now, spring onions, I love spring onions. They're something we do grow quite a few of. They are often associated with summer salads, but spring onions can be grown pretty much all year round. And this variety, White Lisbon, is an incredibly hardy variety. It can really cope with some really cold temperatures. So all I've done is I've just sown the seeds in my veggie pod. I've made a drill about 1 centimetre deep and I've scattered a few seeds into that, and then I've covered a bit it back over with soil and then just watered gently to make sure the soil is moist. The good thing with a veggie pod, of course, is that soil stays moist. Now, germination will probably be a week to 2 weeks, as long as the soil is constantly moist. Just got to make sure we don't overwater. And I can't see the weather getting warm, but if it does get too warm, obviously we've got to try and prevent the soil from drying out. Once the seedling is about 5 centimetres tall, I would then thin them out to about 1 every 5 centimetres. That just gives them enough room to grow and develop and grow on. Thinnings can still be eaten and we can still make the most out of those. But yeah, we just want to leave behind enough space for them to grow. And then they're really easy to look after. They've just got to keep the soil moist, especially during dry spells. Regularly weed, of course, to keep the competition down. And there's not much need for feed unless your soil is really, really poor. But I don't think that's going to be the case for most of us. I think our soils are going to be in good condition. Now, what I would say, as always, I like to focus on succession planting with some of these things. So I would sow a few every few weeks. So sow some now, some again in a few weeks' time, and some in a few more weeks' time. And then when it comes to harvesting, you just simply harvest them once they are of a usable size and you need them. Usually 8 to 10 weeks after sowing, but these can actually stay in the ground for quite a while. So depending on how many spring onions you eat, I'm yawning, it's been a long week, might depend on how many you need to pick up and how often you harvest them. So there you go, spring onions. One of my favourite things to grow in the salad garden, which is what my veggie buds generally are. Now, I've got a podcast coming up on Monday about Autopot. I've spoken a lot about Autopot over this year after I've been trialing out one of their kits. And I think I said a few weeks ago I visited their R&D department, and I am completely blown away since visiting the R&D department. All they were really growing in there was food, and they've been new. They were bringing in, so I should describe actually thinking about that. The R&D department was on top of their warehouse. It was sort of almost like a mini greenhouse. It's a closed off area with see-through windows basically on the top to make a greenhouse type area. They've try to close it off to outdoor environments as much as possible, sealing it in to control the area, air conditioning and heating and foggers and humidifiers to really control the entire area. And it showed, because a lot of the stuff they had grown in there was grown incredibly well. Tomatoes sown a year ago and that was still growing. It was amazing. But one of the things that he kept showing me that he was doing was pest control by using natural predators. And this is really something I've been focusing on quite a bit lately, and I kind of came away inspired. So he showed me these little bugs that basically he brought in the eggs, and he put them in there every few weeks. The eggs hatched, turned into parasitic wasps or whatever they may be, went off and hunted all the bugs and kept the pests down. It was really, really good thing to see. And obviously, I've been experimenting with more nematodes and things like that this year, and I'm also rather impressed with all these things too. Now, I bring this up because pest control this year has been a hot topic. We've had a lot of pests, and I'm always the type of person, I don't like to use any pesticide or any pest killer. I think it's wrong. I much rather use natural predators, and I was really, really blown away with what they were doing here at Autobots and how they use things. So I am venturing more into natural predators and bringing those in. Now, there's a couple of companies I've been using, Andermatt, they've been brilliant. I've used those, and Ladybird Plant Care is another one that I've been using. I'm going to be discussing this a bit more and trying out more experiments, but I'm going to throw this out to you. If you've had any experience using natural predators, then please do let me know. One more thing I just want to say. One of you, I'm not going to mention names on this podcast, but you very kindly sent me a book. And thank you so much for that. It's a book on I forget the name of it now, Plot 31 or Plot 29, one of the two. It's an autobiography type from what I can tell. I haven't gone into the book just yet, but it is about a guy and his allotment from what I can tell. So I will be reading that book once we've got through this month, that will be our book for October. More on that near the time. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time, Sunday, and I'll let you know how this climb has gone.